following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
You know, in a couple of weeks, it's back to a shithole, which is basically how I live. You know, you look at Gucci's in my... I'll get back to this closet in a second. I'm digressing, you know.
What else is new?
Yes, I'm digressing. And I'm talking about... Now I'm going to talk about Gucci's in my... the master bedroom closet, which is a huge walk-in closet. And on Gucci's side, everything's hung up. All of his clothes are hung up in the nice little... The longer hanging in the long area and the short in the short area. And all his side of the shelves, you know, are all folded. Everything's nice and everything's in the drawers. My side, everything's on the floor. In an enormous pile. So some things are hanging, but most of it's on the floor where I've thrown it. Because I'm a pig. I don't know why I'm a pig. Hi, I'm a pig. I don't know why I'm a pig, but I'm a pig, my sweet and most wonderful lovies. I've been that way my whole life. But when I do something, I do it so obsessively, compulsively right, neurotically so. It's one of the reasons why I never get anything done. Because I am obsessively, compulsively perfectionistic, and I don't start anything because I know in myself what it's going to entail to get it the way I want it. Can you say self-destructive?
Self-destructive.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
In the short area.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 7. Ooh! One of the BFO for Monday, the 11th. The 11th of October, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's, say it with me, little show. Big Fatty is going to tell you about all the exciting non-closet cleaning he did. Huh? Hi, everyone. I hope your Columbus Day is going well. Y'all, many of you, and by many of you, I mean probably not very many of you at all, may have today off in the U.S. of A, because it is the celebration of Columbus Day. Because y'all, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Yes, Big Fatty. And... anyway, y'all, it is one of those federal three-day holidays, and I believe the feds are the only ones that take it. Because, y'all, we do not have the day off at the coal mine today. No, Big Fatty, no, there's no day off at the coal mine. But, y'all, we do get this holiday in December, because, y'all, we'll be shut down for 2 weeks straight, and that'd be the only thing straight. But anyway, y'all, so if you've got the day off, lovely. That's just lovely. But y'all, I have had quite the weekend. As you know, it has been an extremely, last week was an extremely busy week here at the coal mine. And y'all, it was just as busy over the weekend as well. And y'all, we had... all kinds of big events and everything on Friday. And, but y'all, there was breaking news on Friday. Yes, Big Friday, what was it?
It's just into the BFO. Get this shit out of the Fat Cave, Bureau. The old big TV has finally been picked up.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I can't believe that it has taken this long for Miss Porter's sister, who wanted to purchase the old 65-incher. Ah, Big Fatty, you're getting bothered. No, that was the size of the TV. It was a diagonal measurement, though. And but y'all, when Big Fatty got the new furniture, there was a time there that I didn't even take the brand new 50-inch TV out of the box. You know, I was just continued watching the Giganathon. Really Giganathon. Let me write that down. Gigantithon. The big Giganathon TV machine, y'all, because it was the 65-incher. And but y'all, then when I got the new TiVo, I needed to get it, which was in now, y'all, I got the new furniture in April. And then when I got the TiVo, which was after I came back from the G'days, I was getting it hooked up. That was when it was time to hook up the new television machine. So, and y'all, that was the middle of June. And y'all, here it is, the middle of October. And, I sent an e-letter to her, and I said, Black Friday has been more than accommodating. I should be charging your rent for having this TV machine in the... I've not had any lunch. And y'all, I'm having... Since I'm not going to be having any double penetration for supper, I'll be having breakfast for supper, because y'all, as we all know, that's what Big Fatty had asked everyone to do, either have breakfast for supper on Sunday night, or to be double penetrated. Yes, Big Fatty, vulgar! And, y'all, it's been sitting here, but Monday of this week, last Sunday, I sent her a note, and I said, okay, if this TV machine is not paid for and picked up by the end of this week, I'm going to have to make other arrangements for getting rid of it. And y'all didn't hear a word back, didn't hear the first word back. And all of a sudden, Friday afternoon, in the middle of all the bedlam that was going on for the big ceremonies and everything at the coal mine, the cellular telephonic device rings. Everybody, when can I come get the TV? What? Yes, I said, well, I will be done at the coal mine at 5. I say 5 o'clock. And y'all, if you listen to the LFC on Friday night, you know that I had received another call around, I don't know, about 6:30 or so. Back Friday, I need to get directions to the Fat Cave. And y'all, so I was waiting. Nothing. So I finally came in and went on to the LFC. And y'all, it was after 8 o'clock when we were finished. And y'all, the phone rang right near the end of the show. And they finally got here about 8:30 p.m. in the evening. May have been a little bit later than that. But y'all, it was Miss Porter's nephew. And three of his friends. There was Larry, who owned the truck, and it was Miss Porter's nephew, and they were both big fatties, but not big fatties. But I mean, all of them are early twenties, younger than my grandson, y'all. But one of them, y'all, I'm gonna tell you, hot. But y'all, he immediately got out of the truck, shook, oh, poor Big Fatty, shook Big Fatty's hand and lit up a smoky treat. So that wasn't so good. But anyway, I enjoyed looking at him. And then one of them, y'all, was a delicious man of color. And I'm sure Scotty, that little ricey battler, would have enjoyed seeing him. And, but y'all, they all came up to the Fat Cave, and I had taken the 65-incher and put it in front of the new 50-incher and hooked the cable up so they could see it was working. And, anyway, they came up, and I told Miss Porter's nephew, I said, now, as I told your mother, I said, as I told your sister, because y'all, I just got confused. Oh, poor Big Freddy. Imagine that. Big Freddy confused. But anyway, I told him, I said, now, you're not going to receive a high-definition picture unless you have the high-definition service from the cable company. And he goes, yes, Big Freddy, we understand that. And I said, now, but you see that it is working properly when you picked it up? Because you're about to sign this document here that says that once it leaves the Fat Cave, it's your problem. It is sold as is, and when you get home, if it doesn't work, that's your problem. That's not Big Freddy's problem. No, Big Freddy, not your problem. So anyway, y'all, we signed all the documents, and we had witnesses and everything, and then we pushed the big TV into the freight hoist and took it down to the first floor and loaded it into the back of the pickup truck. And y'all, they decided that two of them needed to ride in the back of the pickup, the pick 'em up truck, and just add stability. Add stability. And so off they went, y'all, and hadn't heard a word since. But y'all, he paid me because they had given me $100, what do you call that, money order, I don't know, back in August, I guess, as a sign of good faith that they still wanted it. And y'all, there was $400 still due on this. Because, you know, y'all, I sold it for $500. And Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
He said, Big Freddy, you got a good deal on that. But, y'all, I mean, it's not like it was in a household where there were smokers. Because, you know, smoke, the cigarette smoke, the smoky treat... It will damage your electronics, y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it's not like there were children running around or anything like that, y'all. It was just Big Fatty. It was just Big Fatty here. So y'all, although it got a lot of use, it was not like it was a whole fat family using it. And but I think everyone was very happy with the transaction. And anyway, so that is out of the Fat Cave. And y'all, one of my excuses for not having the Fat Cave in a presentable fashion, y'all, it looked very much like Vera's.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, it looked like Vera's side of the big closet. But my excuse was I can't do anything until I get this TV out of the Fat Cave because I've got to be organized. Well, y'all, when the TV machine went away on Friday night, y'all, I didn't have any other excuses. And all day Sunday, I have been tidying up and moving furniture around and things of this nature. And y'all, I've got Larry Cly supposedly stopping by a little bit later on to help me move some of the larger pieces so that I can finish the basics. Y'all, I've still got stacks of stuff I've got to go through. And y'all, what is that thing called? A shredder. I've been shredding like there's a, like I had a big old wheel of cheese, y'all. I've been shredding like a big old wheel of cheese. Ah! Big Freddy, you're crazy. And, y'all, it's coming right along. But y'all, I've got to have it looking good, cause y'all, I have got guests. I have got guests coming in the next couple of months. I have got Woody. Woody, who lives up there in the DCs, y'all, he is coming down for Big Coal Mine Weekend, the first weekend in November. And I've got another friend coming in that weekend and staying here at the Fat Cave. And then y'all, I don't know that I have officially announced this yet or not, but y'all, and I don't know that it's breaking news, because y'all, you know, all these plans and all, they always fall through. They always just fall through. But y'all, my straight boyfriend, straight Bob, from down under, from the future, he is supposedly going to be overnighting at the Fat Cave on December the 18th, y'all. And now I can neither confirm nor deny that he will want a tour of the sling. But, big Freddy Vulgar. But, y'all, I'll tell you, Friday night, there were some people that were missing. There were some people missing from the LFC Friday night, and that knot. Y'all, that knot, he wasn't that. No. Y'all, he has bitched for the past few weeks because there wasn't an LFC. Oh, I'm mad at Vader. I am just mad at Vader. And y'all, so when I made the statement, I don't know if there's going to be an LFC or not, but get in touch with Larry Vader. He just immediately assumed. And y'all, you know what happens when you assume. He just immediately assumed there would not be an LFC, so y'all, he missed it. He just missed it. And y'all, that Atom was not there either. And y'all, I was afraid that Kim was Kim Briefer there? I don't know. Yes, she was. But anyway, and y'all, but Simon from the Uck was there also, y'all. And y'all, we hadn't seen Simon in forever. And y'all, he's got a boyfriend now. Who knew? So things are looking up. They are just looking up. However, y'all, they're not looking up for Big Fatty. Because Big Fatty went out to the Ford explosion on Friday evening, y'all, and the battery is dead. You know what? Last time I went to get the oil changed, the Earl changed, y'all. They told me, "Oh, your battery's not keeping a charge." And I said, "Oh well, I'll just keep using it, cause y'all, that's how they get you. That is how they get you." But y'all, finally, it died. It died Friday night. Thank God it was not in the morning, but it was in the PM in the evening, y'all. So today, Monday, I've got to take it to get a new battery. But y'all, the other thing I didn't finish telling you about the transaction on Friday night was y'all, he paid me in cash money. I don't know where he got it. He may have gone to the ATM machine. I don't know that for sure. But, y'all, he paid me in cash money, and there was $300 in $20 bills, which was just fine. But, y'all, I swear to God, the remaining $100, it was in fives and ones, and there weren't many fives. Poor Big Fatty. So, y'all, I have got a stack of bills about 3 inches tall. Big Fatty, are you getting vulgar? No! Y'all, it's cash money, and it all works just fine. So I'll be getting some of that I do my deposits at the ATM machine. So I'll be making those deposits a little bit later this week once I get a new battery. So anyway, y'all, and let's see, what else was there? Y'all had announcing duties on Saturday. And that went just fine. And after that was over, I Mr. Vader, he was doing some bartending duties, and I went by and I said, "Vader, hit me up with a give me the regular." And y'all, he brought me over a big old cup of gin and ice. And y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. In fact, y'all, it was so delicious I had a second one. And y'all, let me tell you, Big Fatty stumbled back to the Fat Cave because I was walking, y'all. Y'all, I stumbled back to the Fat Cave, got back to the Fat Cave about 5:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I was so overserved that I just, y'all, I was in bed at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. But I woke up at 9:30 and piddled around a little bit more, and so it was not a total loss, but I was unable to go to the Patrick. So anyway, so y'all, there's the weekend for you, and I hope you have a lovely Columbus Day.
The short area.
I didn't know that Columbus was short. can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.